We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Don't forget what you said. Whenever we go through a trial or a test, we pray diligently to God. During these times, He has all of our attention. He does not have to search for us, nor does He have to remind us to pray, to tithe, to attend church, to go to prayer, or to seek Him. It's during these times that we make all kinds of promises regarding what we would do if He delivers us from evil, if He delivers us from the trial or an unfavorable situation. As I pondered why we give God so much of our attention during a trial, it dawned on me that during these times, we're not seeking or really seeking a more intimate relationship with God. We're seeking His hand. We want what He can do for us. Truth be told, we just want Him to get us out of the current situation we find ourselves in. We become like Israel and Judah. Israel and Judah always found themselves going back to business as usual right after God delivered them. They would forget about God and His will each time He delivered them. How many of you know that God holds us accountable for our words and actions? In Amos chapter 1, verse 1, God sent a man named Amos who was not from a priestly background or a noble descent, but worked as a sheep breeder and a tender of sycamore fruit with a message of judgment. Amos was a Judean prophet called to deliver a message primarily to the northern tribes of Israel, but he also had a message for Judah. It was a time of peace. Politically, it was a time of prosperity. The territory of Israel was significantly restored under the reign of Jeroboam II. Amos addressed Israel's two primary sins, an absence of true worship and a lack of justice. In the midst of their ritualistic performance of worship, they were not pursuing the Lord with their heart, nor following His standard of justice with their neighbors. After God had delivered Israel, they went back to the mire of sin. They forgot about their pledge of obedience to God. Have you found yourself with this attitude after God has delivered you from a situation? Have you forgotten what you promised God if He would answer your prayer? Have you forgotten the conversation you had with God that only you and Him know what you said and what you are going to do? Have you forgotten the God who brought you out of the horrible pit? Don't be like Israel. Remember what you promised God as it relates to your conduct, your church attendance, your prayer life, your study of His word, being a witness, giving your testimony, and following His will for your life. Amos pronounced judgment on Israel for their sin. Israel forgot about God, so God sent Amos with a message of judgment. God also shared through Amos a word of restoration for Israel. Israel will be restored if they would remember His will, His word, His way, and return to obedience. Remember what you told God you would do. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement. It's a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.